we've also got the front page of the Sunday Telegraph. Their headline reads, John Yates, I failed victims of the News of the World phone hacking. The paper says it has an exclusive interview with the former Metropolitan Assistant Commissioner John Yates, who ruled in July 2009 that there was no new evidence on phone hacking. In the interview, he speaks of his extreme regret that he failed to act to reopen police inquiries into phone hacking. Let's get reaction now from Keith Vaz, who is the Labour MP who chairs the Home Affairs Select Committee, and his committee wants to speak to Andy Hayman. Keith, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Yeah, what do you make of John Yates' apology?
Well, I'm absolutely astonished because John Yates was supposed to reply to a letter that I sent him concerning these very matters by midday on Friday. And when we asked him, and my clerks asked him why he had not replied by the deadline, we were told he needed an extension till Monday. Well, he needed an extension clearly because he's been giving exclusive interviews to the Telegraph, and I think this just basically sums up the way in which people have approached the parliamentary inquiries and providing information. I'm very sad that this is the way in which people want to proceed, and the right way to have done it would have been to inform Parliament or to have made sure that his views were made known to maybe the Commissioner. And this should have come out as a press release from the Metropolitan Police Commission. But you've got all kinds of people doing all kinds of things. And frankly, I'm pretty astonished at this.
Yeah. What do you think he's got wrong over the whole episode of the investigation, Keith?
Well, I don't know. But he came before us just a few weeks ago. He wrote and asked me if he could appear before me to clarify something that Chris Bryant, the Labour MP for the Rhondda, had said concerning the legal evidence he'd received. He maintained that the reason why there was such a narrow investigation was because of the legal advice that he obtained from the CPS. They said, go narrow, don't go wide. And the big thing that changed was not the emails that came from the News of the World and News International. But what changed was the legal advice that the Crown Prosecution Service, the DPP, gave him. That's what he said to the Parliamentary Committee, and that's what he said to the Committee on Culture, Media and Sport. So I'm pretty amazed that he's decided to say this. I mean, this is the head of the counter-terrorism command for the Metropolitan Police. What is going on here?
Will you be contacting John Yates again?
Well, he's supposed to have replied to the letter from the committee. He's got until Monday to do so, and then we certainly will be contacting him, because I think this is just not acceptable. I feel that police officers, if they have something to say, should say it to Parliament, or it should be said through the Metropolitan Police Commission in a proper and orderly way, and not in newspaper interviews. I find this all rather bizarre. I think this is why it's so important that we do get this public inquiry into this matter, because there seems to be the only way of getting people to come in an orderly fashion and tell us precisely what's happening.
I know that